This is Victoria Edwards, and it's Monday, November 21st at about noon. I've been invited to ride along with the Washington County Sheriff's Office to deliver Thanksgiving baskets to residents from our county who are in need of a helping hand when it comes to providing meals to their family this holiday. Sheriff Scott Owen says he has been doing this project the entire time he's been sheriff, and it's one of the best parts of his job.
The reason we do this every year is because there are families out there that this puts Thanksgiving over the top for them. Otherwise, they would not have a decent Thanksgiving meal, and usually most of them have children. And it's a holiday season. It's tradition, and we're going to do it for the good of the people as long as I'm in office. And it's our pleasure to turn something back to the community. The support in this by the community has been phenomenal. It always is. And I just think that the community and all the leaders that make this possible.
The project originated decades ago with the Sheriff's Reserve Unit who wanted to give back to the community, Owens explains.
They're volunteers, every one of them. They don't get a dime for coming out and helping the community. And this is one of many things that they do. Since Leanne's came on board with us, she kind of organizes everything, and I couldn't do without her.
I rode along with Deputies Kristen Davis and Destiny Comfort. When we delivered the basket, the family was too shy to speak to us on air, but their gratitude was evident in how they reacted to receiving these several baskets of food that included meat, vegetables, fruit, bread, canned goods, and even dessert. After the delivery, I asked the deputies for their reasons for participating.
Being able to give back to the community is really important to me. It's the reason I work in law enforcement, so any chance I get to help my community in any way, I try and take that chance. I was off today, so I had free time to be able to come up here and do something for my community.
It's a great feeling. I mean, helping families out that need help, that are struggling during hard times. I mean, every family has, some families have issues, I mean, and they don't like asking for help, but when it comes down to it, I mean, we're here to help them.
The ability to give so many baskets would not be possible if it weren't for corporations and individuals who provide the funds for purchasing items. Sheriff Owens and Leanne gave a list of this year's donors, followed by a thanks and a greeting for the holiday.
This year we had Copan Truck Stop do a drop-off spot for us, Boulevard Pharmacy, and Remax here in Bartlesville. And so they gathered quite a bit of food for us, helping us with this. And then what donations people donate that Scott's talking about.
Several corporate vendors, ConocoPhillips, they always reach out and help us with a very lucrative donation to help the whole project. So that's what I said. The community leaders, the community businesses, they're the ones that do this thing for us. We just orchestrate it.
Yeah, they're definitely giving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To all of Washington County. We love you.
Next year's planning is already underway. The Sheriff's Office received their first donation for it from Arvest Bank in the amount of $1,600 on the day after they delivered their baskets for this year. If you would like to donate, you can contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office and ask for Leanne Mead. They take cash donations from businesses and individuals. I'm Victoria Edwards at the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Happy Thanksgiving.